To take your Bible tonight, if you will, and let's go to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 17, if you would, and Jeremiah chapter 17. When you read the book of Jeremiah, a lot of the book of Jeremiah is sort of, if you will, a little depressing because it's Jeremiah prophesying against Israel, words of judgment, words of destruction that's coming, and he indicts them for idolatry. They became an idolatrous people. You know, I'll be honest with you. I read the accounts of in the Old Testament of the God's people turning from God to worship an idol. The idea of leaving the true God to worship some image, some handmade object that has absolutely no ability to help you, to hear you, or to heal you is absolutely unbelievable to me. I don't know how in the world you could swap that the God of heaven for the God of stone, all right? How do you do that? But that was the problem that the people of God had, and they struggled with that problem for hundreds of years. And I want to begin reading there in chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. When we get to our text verses, I've said to you about the nation of Israel, when we get to these verses we just read, it's like God putting before his people, through the witness of Jeremiah, and he gives them a choice. And it's a choice between blessing or cursing. Notice verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man. You get down to verse 7, blessed is the man. So I believe God gives them a choice, and Jeremiah made it plain that there was a definite difference between the belief and the conduct and the worship of those who would be cursed as compared to those who would be enjoy the blessing of God. And it is a definite thing. There was a plain difference between the two, a very definite difference. There's still a very definite difference between the two tonight, all right? Hasn't changed, and to be honest with you, I believe God gives us the same opportunity. I believe he says, if you want to be blessed, you can be blessed. If you want to be cursed, you can be cursed. And it's just that simple, and God puts it out there. You say, why in the world would you preach on something like that? This is the Sunday night crowd. Hey, I remember Sunday night crowd. I remember people that used to be in the Sunday night crowd that tonight are living under the curse of God. I don't blame God. I believe it's a choice. I believe very simply, all right, you and I have the choice. We desire the blessing of God, and do we want to enjoy that? Or do we, on the other hand, want to endure the curse than he can put upon man? It is just a simple thing. So we look at it tonight, all right? Very simply, very plainly, just 3 points, no poem, just 3 points, all right? First of all, it's a matter of trust. It is a matter of trust. Notice what he said there in verse 5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Hey, if you want to be cursed, put your trust in man. Just put all of your trust in man. Trusting in man, though, truthfully, is the way of the world. That's the way of the world. The world operates that way. We live in a day where people trust man's ideas, their inventions, their intelligence, and that's where our trust is, all right? Multitudes in the world just that way. We trust our friends. We trust our relatives. We trust our leaders, all right? And here we are. We live in that day where people do that. Now, I realized when I said that last part, that leaders, that many of you go, Hey, all right, I understand. But by and large, hey, we, you know, the world looks to its leaders and we trust them. You're going to take care of it. You're going to solve the problems, all right? And that's who we trust. We trust man's ideas. We trust man's inventions. I've said it before. I think so many times, even in our day, even among God's people, people that profess salvation, go to church, the first thought when something happens is, who can help me? Instead of get on your knees and ask God to help you. Our trust, not in man, but it is, right? But on the other hand, notice there in verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. What a joy it is. What a joy it is to trust in the one that has all power. To trust in the one who knows the end from the beginning. Man, to just trust him. We run into storms in life. We don't know what the end's going to be. But hey, to trust in the one that does know. Trust in the one that does know how it's going to come out, to trust in his word. This book right here that's weathered the attacks of feeble men, man, to destroy it and to try to discredit that word down through the centuries. Everything's been thrown at the Bible you can throw at it. And in our day, they like to throw science at it. You know, one of the most disgusting, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to get political, all right? And I do mean that tonight. But one of the most, the things that just bugs the fire out of me is that we need to follow the science. And I'm not sure we need to be following science, okay? I think we need to be trusting the Lord, all right? We need to trust him, all right? Trust him. Trust his word. It's your choice. It's your choice. Your choice to trust with all your heart. Seek not your own understanding. Because you trust the one that understands it all. Hey, where's your trust, all right? Where's your trust tonight? I trusted him years ago for salvation. I've been trusting him ever since for sustenance, for protection, for provision. And he's doing a real good job taking care of me. Just a real good job taking care of me. But where's your trust tonight? The world trusts in man. The Bible said, cursed. Cursed is the one that trusteth in man. On the other hand, blessed is the man that trusteth in the world. This old world says, and trust what man says over what the Word of God says. We live in that day. Hey, we live in a day where people trust what man says about salvation over what the Bible says about salvation. We live in a day where man trusts what men say about the inspiration of the Bible rather than what God says about the inspiration of the Bible. We live in a strange day, all right? We live in a day where even people that profess to be saved can get in the pulpits across the land and preach, and I use that word hesitantly, but preach a doctrine of man and a feel-good kind of thing, and if you'll do this, and a philosophy and a psychological message, it's not thus saith the Lord, but man, if you'll do this, this, and this, you'll be healthy, happy, and you'll live forever, all right? Hey, listen, what about putting our trust in what God said? What about just trusting him? Hey, if you want to be blessed, you need to trust this book over the blockheads in our day that try to discount it, discredit it, and disobey this book, all right? Let's trust the one that wrote it, all right? Let's just trust him. Well, so-and-so interprets it. Forget so-and-so. Just read the Bible and believe what it says. Just read it and believe it. What a simple, simple idea. What a wonderful way to live your life. Just read the Bible and believe the God that wrote it knew what he was talking about, said what he meant what he said. We'll believe it and we'll trust him. Oh my, the blessing of God. The blessing of God that'll come. But if you want to be cursed, go ahead. Go ahead. Just put your trust in man. Put your trust in man. Hey, it's a matter of trust. But go back there to verse 5, all right? It says, it maketh flesh his arm. But go down, if you will, to verse 7. The Bible says, in whose hope the Lord is. Whose hope the Lord is. I believe blessing and cursing is a matter of hope. It's where your hope is. Where's your hope tonight? Where's your hope tonight? The world stands ready to put their hope in the arm of the flesh. I mean, that's it. It's in the strength of man. Look, let's face it. The world's looking to man today for peace. For peace. We're looking to the leaders in the world about, hey, you got to give us peace, all right? You'll take care of that and make sure you have peace. We have all these peace accords. We have all these peace treaties. We have all these meetings together and summit meetings, and they talk about peace. And the world looks to that. Man looks to that and says, boy, I'm trusting in the arm of the flesh to give us peace. Oh, my soul, what a foolish thought. But we are. We are. On the other hand, the world's looking to man for prosperity. For prosperity. Our Senate, and I use this illustration, our Senate and our Congress voting on bills, and what they're promising is prosperity. Prosperity. Everything will take care of you, all right? We'll take care of you. We're going to change the climate, and if you'll just stay with us here, we'll change the climate. We'll give you prosperity. We can get rid of all the evil things out there, and you'll be able to be a prosperous individual. The world's looking to man for the arm of the flesh for prosperity. Not only that, I believe the world's looking to man for pleasure. Pleasure. Hey, you make me happy. You make me happy. There is so much money in our day invested in entertainment that it is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. I think about kids. Honestly, I feel sorry for kids growing up today. They don't know how to entertain themselves. They just don't know how to entertain themselves, and they're not allowed to learn because we dump all this stuff on them. Well, here, you can entertain yourself. Kid can't entertain himself at all. You go somewhere, and I was at a car dealership getting a little work done on the vehicle. I was waiting in the waiting room, and I saw this woman over there, and she had a young child with her, and I see she's holding something, and she's holding this, holding that in front of him. I think, poor little kid, if something's not in front of him all the time, I have no pleasure. I'll be honest, I'm glad I grew up in a time where I learned to entertain myself. Just learned to entertain myself. You could put me in an empty room and I could have a good time. All right, I could have a good time. You say, well, you probably ought to be in one that's padded. Go ahead, I'd still have a good time, all right? I could still enjoy myself. But everything today, we look to man for pleasure, all right? If I'm going to laugh, okay, let me listen to a comedian. You make me laugh. You make me laugh. If I'm going to be entertained, well, let's watch a movie and we'll be entertained, all right? Let's do that. Let's go here. Let's go there. Working with teenagers, one thing I learned working with teenagers, and I learned it real fast, you want to get in trouble, don't plan. Don't plan. Just show up and see what happens. I'll tell you what will happen. Anarchy. If you don't plan it, outline it for them, they'll come up with entertainment. But it ain't going to be something good, all right? It's just not going to be that. Hey, we look to man today for pleasure. I'm going to tell you this. Their hope is not in our hope, brother. It's not. I like that song that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's where my hope is. That's where it is. My hope is in the Lord for the present. For right now, peace. I'm not looking to men. Men can't give us peace. Man, there's too much envy and jockeying for position and power. Half the reason they can't get along in Washington, D.C. is one wants the power, the other one's God, or one saying, I don't want you to ever have power again. I want the power, not you. Hey, man, they can't have peace. They're bickering with one another, fighting and fussing and feuding, and one saying, hey, if you just get out of the way, we could do what we wanted. Hey, no peace there. But my hope for peace is in the Prince of Peace. It's in Him. It's in Him. I can go to bed at night. I can go to bed at night, lay my head on that pillow, and have peace. Peace for the present. Hey, because my hope is in the Lord for peace, for prosperity. For prosperity. My hope is in Him. It's in Him. He said, I'll supply all your needs. That's the Word of God. Isn't that in the Bible? My God shall supply all your need. There's prosperity. There's prosperity. No. I'm talking about riches. No, I'm talking about prosperity. Man, that's it. You know, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. That's Joshua, all right? Joshua 1, 8 or 9. I always get it wrong, okay? But it's one of those. But it's there, all right? It's in the book. That's where I'm trusting. I'm trusting in Him for prosperity. Not the world, not the arm of the flesh. But I'll tell you this, I'm trusting in Him for pleasure. Won't you, no, don't lose your place here in Jeremiah, but go with me, if you will, over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Notice what the Bible says, all right? We think too much about what men say, so just notice what the Bible says. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You say, wait a minute, preacher, that ain't my pleasure. That's His pleasure. I'm going to tell you this. If He's happy with you, you'll be happy. You'll be happy. If you please Him, you'll be pleased. You'll be pleased. I've never known anybody in my life said, man, I am so unhappy because I've spent my life trying to please God. I've just been miserable the whole time. No, hey, you please Him, you'll have pleasure. My hope is in Him for the present. But can I say this to you? My hope is in Him for the past. You say, what? Well, yeah, because the past is under the blood. It's forgiven. It's forgiven. Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things back there I'm not ever going to have to live again. My brother and I, we were talking, I was talking to him the other day, and I said, you know, I said, if I could relive one part of my life, I'd like to relive that part when we moved to Florida, and for about a year and a half, we lived on the river. I'll tell you, for a kid, it was paradise. Paradise. I mean, it was wonderful. I didn't even mind school as much there as I did other places, all right? It was just paradise because I know I'm going to go home, and man, when I'm there, it's out in the sticks. There's no other house in sight. And big old river, and you can run up and down the riverbank and find shark's teeth and just enjoy life. But then I said this, but I wouldn't want to have to live all those years between then and now. I can just go back those years, that year and a half, okay. But I don't want to have to relive all of them. Hey, I'm so glad the past, I hope in the past, it's in Him. It's taken care of. It's covered. It's covered. I've been forgiven, all right? Boy, by the same token, my hope for the future is definitely in Him. It's definitely in Him. It's in the Lord. The blessed hope for the child of God is His return for His saints. Oh, my, what a thing to look forward to. That's the hope. That's the hope. I'm not standing here hoping, boy, I hope they'll get things settled in the Middle East. I know they're not. They're not going to get things settled in the Middle East until the Lord comes back. It's not going to get settled. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. They're not going to be able to settle that situation. My hope for the future is not in any peace accords. It's not in any investment scheme. My hope for the future is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's listening for the trumpet to sound. Boy, that's my hope for the future. Hey, this whole thing, cursing or blessing? Cursing or blessing? It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of hope. But it's also a matter of the heart. If you would look in verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Departeth from the Lord. Hey, look, here's the real. I almost wrote in my notes when I was making my notes, here's the real heart of the matter. But here's the real crux. Here's the real truth of the matter. You want to decide, is it going to be blessing or cursing? It's in your heart. You decide that. It's all about the heart. Our trust, our hope is always going to be determined by where our heart is. The Bible says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. All right, all of these things are going to be determined by where our heart is. Those who face the curse of God do so because their heart has departed from the Lord. Departed from the Lord. Look, I was raised in a preacher's home. Been in church all my life. All my life. I've seen Christians, and for lack of an easier way to say it, I've seen Christians come and go. And it happens because of what happens to their heart. Okay? It happens because of what happens to their heart. There are far too many used to be Christians. Used to be faithful. Used to serve the Lord. But for some reason, they decided to turn away from the Lord. Now that turning away was because of the heart. Because of the heart. You say, well, preacher, what happens? The only thing I know and what I've seen through the years is the heart begins to grow cold. The heart begins to get cold, all right? And little by little, the individual is pulled away from the Lord. Now, you may be sitting there and thinking, not so, preacher. I've seen it happen too many times. I've seen some great event take place, maybe some tragedy, some tough experience, and immediately that person departed from the Lord. Wait a minute. I don't think it happened that way. I believe the heart was already getting cold. I believe the heart was already getting cold. Little by little, they had wandered away, and that event was the excuse. That event was the excuse. That event that happened and took place, that was the thing that convinced them, hey, this is it, I'm done. Hey, their heart departed from the Lord. Then you say, what happened to them? Their lives are in shambles. Their hopes have been dashed. In many cases, they'd come along and tell you, I just can't trust anybody anymore. I don't trust anybody. Why? Because the heart departed from the Lord. Your heart departed from the Lord. Look, it's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the heart. When the heart is right, you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. When it's right. When things are right in your heart, you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. All right? So when your things are right, your hope is in the Lord. When your heart's right, your hope's in the Lord. We can gather together and we can sing the great songs of the faith and sing those songs in that songbook. They've got some great meaning to them, and we can enjoy it. We can have a good time. We don't come in and say, I've sang that song 487 times. So what? So what? How many times have you eaten fried chicken? I ain't eating it anymore. I've had it. Okay, don't. So how many times have you had fish? Well, okay, you see where I'm going? Hey, go ahead. Start clicking them things off. You're not going to eat anymore because you've had it so many times. You'll be chewing the bark off a tree, man. The only thing be left, all right? The only thing be left, that'll be it, all right? Or squid, maybe. I guess most of us haven't eaten a lot of squid, but, you know, you'll be that. Hey, no, we don't do it that way. Then we come together and say, we've sang that song over and over. Yeah, because that song says something. My heart's right. I'm trusting in the one the song's about. My hope is in the one that song is about, and I don't mind singing it over and over. And I tell you, I am so tired. I'm fed up with my kids calling me on the phone, and before they hang up saying, I love you, Dad. I'm sick and tired of it. Now, you know I don't mean that. You know I don't mean that. Ladies, come on. I just wish my husband would stop saying, I love you. Man! You don't, none of you feel that way. None of you. But you come to church and say, we need another song. I'm tired of singing, I'm so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Oh, I'm tired of that. Not me. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what the first song I ever learned was. I'm very well could have been Jesus Loves Me. And I'll tell you this. I don't mind singing Jesus Loves Me now. I enjoy singing. It wouldn't bother me if every now and then Brother Marion said, all right, we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yeah. Wait, you get tired of that? No, not me. Not me, boy, I don't get tired of that. Hey, when your heart's right, you trust in the Lord. When your heart's right, your hope's going to be in the Lord. So what that means is we got to keep an eye on this old heart, okay? Man, we have to work to keep it soft. Keep it soft. Because it gets hard so easy. It gets hard so easy. And when you were a kid, did you ever have... When I was a kid, we didn't get Play-Doh, all right? We got modeling clay, all right? And it would come in these deals. But if you left that stuff out, you'd kill your neighbor by throwing it at him, all right? Because it got hard as rock. Man, just hard as rock. But if you'd keep it and work it, it's amazing how soft it stays. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you get a good Bible, a good leather Bible, now if you neglect it, that leather can get stiff and brittle. But if your hands are on it constantly, and you're opening it, you're handling this book, the oil in your hand will keep it soft. Keep it from getting brittle. It's amazing how that works. Hey, if we'd let the hand of God massage our heart every now and then, he'll keep it soft. He'll keep it soft. We come to church, it ought to be with an open heart. Lord, if you need to touch it, just go ahead. If you need to grab it a little bit, go ahead. I want to keep that heart soft to the touch of God. Then you need to keep it clean so it's a place the Lord would want to come to. He doesn't like filth. He want to keep it clean. So he'll be there. And you can come to God and commune with him. Oh, man. And keep it warm to the things of God. Just keep it that way. Why? Because this matter of blessing or cursing, it's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of trust. It's a matter of hope. But ultimately, it's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of the heart right there. I'll be honest with you, I'll never understand, could never understand how anybody would ever want to live under the curse of God. Man, what a place to live. What a terrible way to live. I want His blessing for me. I want His blessing for you. Man, I want the blessing of God, all right? I want to be like Job and to be able to say honestly and sincerely, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. It's fine, that's His business, but I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust Him. I'm in His hands, and I'm going to do my best, to keep that trust in Him. The only hope, my friend, for this old world is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The last words in your King James Bible, I don't know any other, I hadn't read the last ones of other ones, might agree, might disagree, but the last words in your King James Bible, if the concordance wasn't so long, I'd already be there. All right? But the last word in your King James Bible, the last two verses, "He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, amen." Last prayer in the Bible, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." Hey, that's the only answer. That's the only hope for this world. That's the only hope for this old world. And you say, well, what are we supposed to do then? Just sit back and wait? No, we're to work. We're to work. We're to tell other people about Him. We're to introduce other people. I don't know about you, but I don't like to see people going down with their head hanging low, lip dragging the ground. I like people with a happy face, and you want to keep it that way? Let them know the Lord the way you know the Lord. If your heart's right with Him, and they get the same hope I've got, they'll have a brighter outlook on this life. They won't worry about some things. Hey, we'll keep our heart right so we can stay close to the Lord and right in the center of His will. Why? Because blessing or cursing, matter of the heart. Matter of the heart. It's your choice. Your choice. Hey, if you want to, you can so live as to bring God's curse on you. But you don't have to. Don't have to. You can so live that God will just bless you. He'll bless you. Heart's got to be right. I can't help it. I've got to say it. He'll bless you, man. If your heart's right, you'll give. And if you give, He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing. There'll not be room enough to receive it. That's just one thing. One thing. Just keep your heart right. Keep your heart right. Man, and just get around other folks and let them know, hey, Don't trust in the don't trust the Democrats. Don't trust the Republicans. Don't trust the Senate. Don't trust the President. Don't trust government. Your trust needs to be in the Lord. Trust Him. Trust Him. Is that where your trust is tonight? Heavenly Father, I pray You'd help us tonight. Lord, this old world's in a mess. And it seems to go from one calamity to another, go from one stressful situation to another stressful situation, and Lord, just one emergency to another emergency. But Lord, it's because we've turned our backs on You, it's because our hearts have departed from the Lord. And Lord, there's no happiness, there's no peace, there's no real prosperity, there's envy, there's jealousy, there's hatred. Oh, but dear God, would You help us? Would You help us that our trust would be in You? In You, not in man. That our hope, Lord, would not be in the arm of the flesh, but our hope would be in the Lord. And Lord, that our heart would stay close to You. Lord, it would stay soft. We'd keep it soft. Lord, we'd keep it warm, ready to hear, ready to do Your bidding. Lord, that we can enjoy the blessing of God. Help us now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand together? We're going to sing page 370, I Need Thee Every Hour, and oh my soul, do we ever need Him. Hey, if you need to come and pray, come and pray. If there's sin you need to come confess it. Whatever your need is, all right? Whatever the need is. Don't be afraid to use the altar. Don't be afraid to do that. Come and do it. Would you come as we sing, I Need Thee Every Hour, okay? Come on.
I need Thee every hour,
most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee.
Sing that next verse. Would you sing it? It's good to have you tonight. Listen, I hope the message will challenge you, but encourage you. Encourage you tonight. Don't forget to pray for folks we've mentioned to you. Keep them in your prayer. I didn't mention this morning. I will mention it tonight. I talked to Brother Mahaney this last week, and one thing he would appreciate us praying for him about is in this transition, they're going to need a vehicle. And when they get here, they're going to need a house, all right? And all right. So would you pray that God would work those things out for them and that they'd just trust His leading? He told me, he said, thought I had a house lined up, but he said, man, that's gone. So I said, well, maybe the Lord's got something better for you, okay? So, but you pray for them, all right? Pray for them that in this transition time, they'll be coming back in November. And so you pray for them that that'll all fall into place, would you? All right, let's be dismissed in a word of prayer. Brother Marshall, would you dismiss us, please?
Our graceful Heavenly Father, it's been a joy tonight to come to your house of prayer. It's been a joy that we open up our hearts to you, yes. To you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us during this next week, Lord, that we will some way glorify you, Lord. We pray that we will stand faithful for your name, Lord. And we just pray that we will charge